there. Thank you for tuning in. This is your girl, Brandy J, in my podcast, Voices of Courage. This episode is called Giving Some Love. Yes, I'm giving some love, some shots out. Just know that this is not everyone, but I plan on making this a big thing where I'm recalling and speaking, you know, on my different relationships with people and just giving the love. And also, you know, replaying some older episodes and just giving that positive energy, especially during a time where things are so just like so sensitive and so severe and just, you know, it's well needed, well needed. And so, I mean, if you're not doing it, go ahead and do it. Let's put that positive energy out there in a time where it's needed, just because it's a time that it is where things is just, you know, it's just it's pretty bad, you know what I'm saying? And this is that time when we got to come together, you know, and just because it's bad times, we don't have to be in the bad time moment, you know what I mean? This is that time where we show our love for one another and for the nation, for a world that the most people need it, you know what I mean? And if you have that energy, if you have a platform for it, then use it. This is when it counts, when it matters, you know, showing that support, because so many people are in need of it. Some people are lonely, some people are lost, some people are just going through it. And that's empathy, people. That is what empathy is. You just never know what a word, some kindness can do to change a person's perspective and outlook and get through the storm. So please don't go too far. I'm your girl, Brandy J. Let's get into it. Be right back. Back, your girl Brandy J, Voices of Courage, and this episode once again is Giving Some Love. All right, and these we will have a set of different episodes because there's so much love to give, so many types of love. Just let's make this like a damn freaking holiday. Let's make it a national thing. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this ourselves. Let's put some stuff into the world. Let's make things how we want it to be. We have that ability to create things ourselves. History, change. Make new traditions. You know what I mean? In such a detrimental time, you got to live each day like it's your last. You know, really appreciate life. So let's get into it. So I'm going to start this one off with a very important individual to me, because if it wasn't for this individual that, you know, got a hold of me damn near, what, almost 2 years, same time flies, gave me that phone call, you know, Mr. Publicist, everyone, and of the S&J Network, Steve Joyner. Yes. Now, I am going to just start by saying thank you. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for considering me, you know. Thank you for acknowledging and knowing me to an extent where you knew what you were doing when you brought people to me, or me to a person. You told me one day, you said, I wouldn't bring you to someone or someone to you I would regret, or they would hurt me, you know what I mean? Anyone negative that wouldn't be of any, wouldn't be conducive to anything that I was trying to do. And I appreciate you for that. You know, I just dearly, you know, must let you know that when I chose to start podcasting, I had no idea what I was going to get to experience or do. All I know is after the first recording, I was hyped. I was like, I can do this, you know? I got a lot, you know, I've always been that person growing up where I was very creative, you know? With everything I did, I liked to read, write, poetry, all that stuff. But I didn't ever think that I'd be, like, doing, like, a pod. Well, obviously, I didn't know what a podcast was, but anything of the sort. And just one day, who knew? But, you know, I was doing my thing. And then I get a phone call from the man himself, you know? So I made sure I was available for that phone call. And ever since then, I do remember in the first conversation we spoke of, like, some of Steve's experiences and stuff, what, you know, in the business and everything, the things that he did and some of the people he knew and he had close relationships with. And I remember one of the first things people he spoke of was his jaw, you know, Carl, Mr. Carl Gatti, and Jaws, you know, the whole Jaws family. And he had no clue that that was my get down. He had no clue that that is one of my favorite. Like, I am a Jaws all the way to the heart lover of Jaws. Jaws fan. So when he said it, I said, you better get out of town. I was like, I love, you know? And he's like, okay. You know, but then, you know, so, and we talked about that, you know, and time goes on and Steve does what he does, you know, and he delivers. And so what I'm getting at here is that I've made some really good connections and some really good friends that I wouldn't have met them if it wasn't for Steve. So brought people into my life that apparently I needed, not just for a show, because it went beyond the show, but for that connection, for that friendship, to be able to, a lot of these people I have counted on, you know, when I was down, you know, or I needed to be uplifted, the support, you know, or just, you know, just to, especially, and this was before, you know, what this, you know, all this came about with pandemic and everything, you know, and so even then, you know, we still go through things, we still deal with stuff, and just the interact, you know, engaging in with people in anywho, beyond just, you know, when you need some, you know, uplifting, encouragement and stuff, which is very important because nobody had to do that, you know, but people did. You see people for who they really are, and I'm just so blessed, you know, because these people I consider my family and friends, you know. So that very much so, I will always be completely and utterly, honestly, completely grateful for you for that. You know, and then to be able to sit back and, like, to most people it wouldn't be much. You'd be like, what, just that? But to later on to be able to record with the very people that were in that movie you were watching when you were a little girl. Because I still watch Jaws when that comes on. I'm just like, oh, yeah. Because I'm a shark lover. You know, like, you ask my kid, he'll tell you, hands down. What's she into? Kind of, I like marine life. You know what I mean? I love me some killer whales, some orcas. When I was a little girl, I used to be like, oh, my God, I'm so going to train that. I want to be a trainer at SeaWorld. You know, I remember, like, late night. You know how you get those infomercials? Like, you know you up too late when you hear the beep. And then that. Dun, 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 dun. But right before that, you know, they'd have these infomercials and they'd be like, you can adopt a whale and yada yada yada, and I'd be like, I'm asking my mom, can I adopt a whale? And then suddenly it kicked into me, like, I'm never gonna get to see this whale, or, you know, but just things like that. But I'm hands down, I love sharks. You know, I said I like to learn. I just love sharks. I think that's just my thing. It's what it is. So you just can imagine, you know, being able to record with, you know, three of the, you know, people, you know, I mean, it was just, it was amazing to me to be able to do that and say that, and that's epic. Something you loved when you were a child, and such a classic, and then you get to meet these people, you know, and you record with them. So definitely, I'm not done here with that. We're definitely going to come back to that, because that's so epic, and come back and tell you more about the three amazing people from Classic Jaws that I got to meet and talk to and experience that. So you're awesome, Mr. Joyner. I mean, goodness gracious, everybody knows, should, that knows me should know that my favorite type of, you know, horror with zombies, you know. And I had no clue. One day I hear him, he's talking about George Romero, and I'm like, oh, I love, get out of town. And he wasn't even talking to me. I just happened to, I was listening. I think at that time he was on another person's show. He was talking to someone. I could have been on the phone. I don't know. He was talking to someone. And when he brought that up, I just was like, hmm. And then there was another time I was like, so, he was like, then when I told him, he said, I didn't know you were a fan. I didn't know you. I was like, hell yeah. And next thing you know, who am I talking to? Mr. Romero himself, you know? And that was so amazing to do. You have no idea, but I'm going to come back and revisit that too, because it plays a very pivotal part in my journey and where I came from and where I'm going, you know? That was a blessing right there, you know? To meet people that you... There's a history there. There's a, you know, the things growing up that you liked to watch and stuff, you know? And still remembering and knowing who made that happen for you. We always got to remember that. Pay tribute where tribute is due. And thank you for... You know, for whenever, you know, guests, you know, they start off as guests, and then they're not guests no more. They're family, they're friends. They're people that, you know, a lot of them, there's so many, you know, you don't get to, like, talk to them a lot, but, you know, I wish I, like, could, but it'll pop in my head, and I want to call them up, and, you know, and just, you know, but to each and every one, you shifted, you changed my life, you know, in a way that I could never, ever repay, you know, just for your kindness, and just for you to share with me. And a lot of them shared with me life, you know, life's knowledge. Even, you know, as far back as Larry Hankin, that was like way back last year when I interviewed him. It goes on and on. You know, there's more. You know, there's so many that I need all of you guys to know, that if you ever, you know, were part of my show when it was A Voice to Be Reckoned With, which is still, I still hold on to that title there. You know, but everything is still there, and thank you, and Steve, thank you for the kindness, and thank you, you know, when I get to meet these people, they always, you know, speak of how you speak about me, and I just want to say thank you very much, because just know that that there's a day, I'm working really hard, you know, to... I won't give up. As long as I'm here and I'm breathing, I won't give up to make sure you know how much I appreciate, you know, the things that you've done for me. And I'm just know, everyone, you have a dream, you have a goal. Don't give up. Don't give up. As soon as you ever feel like it, that's a reason for you to fight even more. Don't give up. Okay. Thank you so much. So I'll be right back. Don't go too far. Get you some water. Do what you gotta do. And once again, it's your girl, Brandy J, the Building Voices of Courage. And my episode, once again, is Giving Some Love. Be right back. Your girl Brandy J, Voices of Courage, with Giving Some Love. That's what we're doing here today. All right, That's what we're doing here today. So, next person on the list. No, seriously though, first I want to send give this person acknowledge that she had a birthday, November 26th. Way easy to remember because I'm December 26th. Yes, I'm talking about my dear friend, Dawn Maltrip. A lot of people don't know this, but me and her are, I'm not saying that I'm not friends, but that's my, we have a friendship. I love her very much so. She's a beautiful person. Obviously, met her initially through Steve. Our relationship blossomed from there, and she's just been like someone that we've just, you know, even when, you know, times are busy, and you know, she's a busy lady, awesome mother, beautiful model and writer, because she's an amazing writer. You know, I've read some of her things. We laugh, we talk. You know, I've, you know, actually been there, kind of in you know, for certain, you know, things that have happened with her in her life. You know what I mean? And for her to share them with me, I'm just so grateful and so honored. You know, I call her Donnie. I'm like, my Donnie. So, Dawn, I love you. You're an amazing woman. Thank you for being my friend. You're so considerate. You know, you were there for me when I had some things going on. That was a very crazy time that I didn't know what to do. And I just, you know, it was just like what's happening? You know, and you took that time out to help me and to be supportive and just be there. And I appreciate you so much. You know, I appreciate and honor the way you live your life. You know, you're one that doesn't take things for granted because you know what you have and what you have that you a time where you won't have, and so you don't even think about that. You just live for today, and you just grasp life, and you make sure, you know, that you do everything to enjoy it, the beautiful things. You're always doing some beautiful stuff. Like, she's always sending me these pictures that you would think you would only ever see in a picture, but she's actually there. She's seeing it. And you're just an amazing photographer with your phone. But I'm telling you, you just always are doing some beautiful things, and I just admire you for that. And that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have to live our days, live like that, because we just don't know. And I appreciate your passion, you know? And I'm so excited for, was it March? Yeah. But, yes, I love you so dearly, and, just keep being the amazing person you are, and just know this girl right here appreciates you, and I love you, and if you ever need me, you know where I am, and just know that I'm so blessed that to have you in my life. So, guys, once again, much love to Dawn Maltrip. Love you. Let's keep this energy flowing. Yes, you are here with your girl, Brandy J, Voices of Courage. And you know how I'm doing. I'm showing the love. All right. So next up, we're just going to roll with. Give it up for the Maries. Charlie Marie. Just wanted to tell you, you're a sweet heart. And thank you for always texting me, checking, you know, see how I'm doing, saying hello. I adored you from the moment we spoke. We just had a great time, and we still have those plans to meet up at that beach. You keep doing what you're doing. You're an amazing mom. I mean, we have plenty of work to still do, too, also with, you know, with things that we have in common, and with, you know, you having a very, you know, healthy knowledge of, you know, children and, you know, the mental health of children and everything, and I still remember that, and I still remember your story, you know, how you started out and you had this passion for, you know, film, for acting, for what you do now, and You're amazing what you do. Very amazing. But what I love most about you is that you're genuine and you're a very kind young lady. And you keep that up. Keep being who you are. And I thank you. And you always have a friend in me. Thank you. Out on this segment here, we're going to give the love to the next Marie that is the lovely and beautiful Tina Marie. Tina Marie, you already know. Go back to our show. Keep doing what you're doing. Very beautiful, kind person, kind soul. And thank you for just thank you for being you, because you're a sweetheart, you're a doll, and you light up a room, and I just love when I can really connect with someone. So I just want to say to you, from me to you, a friend in me, you'll always have, and thank you so much. Thank you also to your husband for saying kind words and words about my show, and you both are amazing, and thank you so much, and keep taking over the world and doing what you guys do. I love that you guys are a team, and thank you so much, and I'm just very blessed once again to have someone so neat as you. Much love, Tina Marie.